We are learning Masechtas Sota Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. We are starting a brand new perek, perek Elul Ne'amarim. This perek, even though it's a long mishnah at the very beginning, there's more mishnayos than the rest of the perek. It doesn't have the first mishnah, doesn't cover the whole perek. Zok the mishnah, Elul Ne'amarim Mechol Lashon. The following things could be said in every lashon, which means it doesn't have to be Daf Lashon HaKadosh. And Tosfos speaks out that the lashon has to be a language that he understands. It could be in any language, but it has to be a language that he understands. So Elul Ne'amarim Mechol Lashon, Parashas Soita, could be said in any lashon, Vidu Maisa, Kriya Shema. Vidu Maisa is that he says after the third year, he says, Ba'arti HaKodesh Min Abayis, he says he gave all his Maisers, his Maisa Rishon, Maisa Oni, Maisa Sheni. That's Ba'arti HaKodesh Min Abayis, says Vidu Maisa. Kriya Shema, we know what Kriya Shema is, V'tfilo, U'Birchas HaMazon, Tfilo Shmanesve, Birchas HaMazon is benching. All these things can be said in every lashon, as long as you understand it. V'shua Sa'edis, V'shua Sa'pekadon. That is a shua that someone says that you know Edis, and he says no, and he says you want to swear, and he says yes, and he denies he knows any Edis. The same thing, Shua Sa'pekadon means he denies he has a pekadon, he denies that he gave you something for safekeeping. Those things, if you taka found that you swear falsely, you bring a carbon oil of a yared or a asham gezelois by shvur sapakadin. So the halach is that those shvurs can be in any language. So soita vidu maisa kriyashma tefila berkas amazon, and the shvurs are said in any lashon. Va'elu the following the marim lashon hakodesh have to be dafka b'lashon hakodesh mikra bekurim. We know when you come bring the bekurim, you say Aram Yevid Avi, thank Hashem for all the good things He gave to you. And he starts already from that lover wanted to kill us. You say the whole parasha, that parasha has to be done in Lashon HaKodesh. And we'll see, there's a limudim to this. So that's number one. The chalitza. Chalitza also where the person says he does not want to do chalitza. He says that long that language, Lashon HaKodesh, says, you know, she says, Me'ein Yevami, he doesn't want to be do the Yibum. And he answers, Loi Chafatzi Lakachta, I don't want to take her. That whole exchange has to be in Lashon HaKodesh. Brachos v'klolos, those are the brachos and klolos were said on Har Grizim and Har Evel, the what we have in the Torah, the Arurim, Orash Lo Yakum as Divrei Torah Azois, and so on and so forth, those psukim. So those psukim all have to be said in Lashon HaKodesh, those brachos and klolos. Now, this is different than everything else. This is only was a one-time thing, and it was already. My Dahava Hava was already. So the Achronim speak out that it's since a lot of the Limudim come from the Pesukim by Brachas HaKlolos, that's why it's brought into this list of the ones that say Lashon HaKodesh. Birchas Kahanim is Duchening, or Birchas Kohen Gadol, that's the eight Brachas that a Kohen Gadol made after he leaned on Yom Kippur, and it'll be later on in the Perek, the Mishnah will bring down the eight Brachas of a Kohen Gadol. Or Parash Samelech, that is Hakel, the Parash of Hakel has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh, Dakwa, can't say it in a different language. Or Parash Segla Rufa, where the Bezdin says Yedenu Lo Shafku Es Adam Kapel Amcha Yisrael, they say that parasha has to be done in Lashon HaKodesh. Umeshuach Melchama B'Shal Shadav L'Am. The Meshuach Melchama before they go out to war, there's a special Memuna. His name is Meshuach Melchama. He's like a shtickle like a Kohen Gadol. He's similar to Kohen Gadol. He's called Meshuach Melchama, and he says V'Shema Yisrael I'm craving my Yoyim. And he says that whoever wants to go back should go back. So that's the Meshuach Melchama. And as we go on the parak, we're going to explain all these different things. So now the Mishnah first starts with Mikra Bekurim. How do you know that Mikra Bekurim is Dafka in Lashon HaKodesh? Mikra Bekurim Ketzad. Ketzad here means, how do you know that it's in Lashon HaKodesh? It means like Menayim. So the Pasuk says, by Mikra Bekurim, V'nisa V'amarta L'fnei Hashem L'kecha, Rami Avidavi V'chulu. It says V'nisa V'amarta. And we find, by the Levium, when they stood on the two mountains. They stood between the two mountains, and they said the brachas and klalos. It says va'anu alavim va'amru al kol ish yisrael kol ram. So they use lashon also va'anu va'amru, just like the anu va'amru by levim. Malahal lashon kodesh. We'll see why. What the makar is avkam lashon kodesh. Here also is lashon kodesh. It's limud from the levim. Chalitza ketsa. What's the makar for chalitza? It says in the pasuk by chalitza va'anzo va'amru. It says the whole pasuk reads like this. V'niksha yivimto yelav le'ini hazkenim v'cholta naloi ma'ragloi. She takes off his shoe, the yarko in front of, she spits in front of him, va'ansova amra, and she says, kocha yeyasalish, ashelo yivne es beis achiv. So it says here, va'ansova amra, or to lashon va'anu va'amru. Well, halon omer va'anu lavim va'amru, by lavim, mal halon mishon kodesh, just like by lavim, by lashon kodesh, which we'll see soon, when the drasha is avkam lashon kodesh. Rabbi Yudayim, you don't need this gzeres shava. Why? Va'ansova amra, kocha, it says lashon kocha, achatoyim lashon hazeh, kocha is the extra word, and it says kocha, exactly like this, it has to be done. It has to be exactly like this lashon in Lashon HaKodesh. Brachos v'klaus keitzah. Now, what's the makom of brachos v'klaus? We just said that both Bikurim and the chalitzel, if you want the yomar, is learned out of the Leviim. So brachos v'klaus keitzah. What's the makom? So this is what happened by the brachos v'klaus. Kivin sh'avro Yishol's the Yarden, the Klai Yishol crossed over the Yarden into Eretz Yisrael. Uvo el har grizim al har evil. They reached har grizim al har evil. Shevet Shemrom, which is in the area of Shemrom. Shevet Tzad Shechem, which is near Shechem. Was near Eleni Meira. She never says in the pasuk that where is Har Eivah Har Grizin? It says Alehema be'Eivah Yarden Derech Mavaya Hashem is Veretz Ktani Yosef Arava Moel HaGilgal Eitz Eleni Meira. So it says Eleni Meira. Heino Eleni Meira Hashachas Teshchem. Well, Halonu Eimer says in the pasuk by Avram Avinu by Yava Avram Baaretz Almakem Shchena Eleni Meira Ma Eleni Meira Hamul Halam Shchem. Just like by Avram Avinu. Eloi Meir is near Shechem, Af Eloi Meir El Mokan, also the Pasuk Eloi Meir, it's talking about Har Grizim Har Evil, is near Shechem. And what happened? Shish Shvatim Ola Rosh Har Grizim, six of the Shvatim went up Har Grizim. Vashish Shvatim Ola Rosh Har Evil, and six Shvatim went up Har Evil. Vakahanim, Valavim, Va'orin, Indul Mata Bemta, and in the middle stood the Kahanim, the Levim, and the Orin. Hakahanim Akifas Aram, the Kahanim surrounded the Aroin, Valavim is Kahanim, Valavim surrounded the Kahanim, Vachoy Yisrael Mekam Vakan, and Gans Klai Yisrael on two mountains from this side to this side. Shinem Vachoy Yisrael, Skin of Shertu Vashertu Vahim to Mezeh Mezeh La Aroin. Hafchu Pnein Klapi Har Grizim, Pashchu Bracha, they turned the head towards Har Grizim, this is the Levim, Pashchu Bracha, Baruch Ha'ish, Ashal Yaseh, Pesel Masecha, Ve'elu Ve'elu on both sides, both Gans Klai Yisrael, Oinim Amen. Hafchu b'nei klapi har evil. He turned the face towards har evil. Pasuk v'klala. Or is Hashem liyaseh pasal masecha. In the pasuk we only have the or, but we know that there was a baruch and an or both ways. And it says in the Torah, or is Hashem liyaseh pasal masecha. To have Hashem masi decharish v'sama saser. I want to call him amen. They said amen. So both the or and the baruch. Then ve'il ve'il amen. Atu gerim brachas v'klalas. V'acha aviyu savanim. Afterwards they brought the avanim. And they cemented it with plaster. After they did the brachas klalos, they brought avanim, they built the mezbeach, and they put plaster in it. And they wrote the whole entire Torah in 70 different languages. They wrote this, and they actually brought kabbonis on this, on these avanim, like it says in the pasuk, "Valisa lo olis." Venotos avanim. Afterwards, they took the avanim. Afterwards, they took the avanim, and they went and they rested in their base meloinam, where they were resting in Gilgal, where they were living or they were staying in Gilgal. And then they put the avanim again. Again, the Gemara doesn't have to elaborate on the process of the avanim. Also, the Gemara never really explained what's the makar for this. And Daf Lama Gimel, the Gemara doesn't explain exactly what the makar is. They have to say Dafka and Lashon HaKodesh. Here we just brought down a whole story. We didn't say what's the makar for Lashon HaKodesh. We'll see later on that it's a Gzeres Shava, Kol Ram, to Moshe Yedaber Velekim Yenenu B'Koyel. Just like there was Lashon HaKodesh, there was Lashon HaKodesh, and this is by Anu Elavim, V'Amru, we know it's Lashon HaKodesh from that Gzeres Shava of Koyel Kol, Kol Ram, and says Kol there, and that's also a makar, as we said in the Mishnah, to the parasha of Mikra Bikurim and the parasha of Chalitza.